Welcome to the WebSphere Support Technical Exchange. Today's topic is WebSphere Data Power B2B Appliance XB60 Problem Determination Techniques. Today's presenter is Bill Forrest. Bill is a senior software engineer, certified IT specialist, and IBM certified solution developer for data power within the worldwide IBM WebSphere Data Power Customer Support Organization. He currently directs the B2B and security specialties. Prior to that, Bill led the worldwide data power technical enablement team for business partners. He has authored numerous technical articles, reached first plateau for invention, and was awarded gold author status from IBM Webbooks for his part in the 2009 webbook entitled IBM WebSphere Data Power B2B Appliance XB60 Revealed. At this time, I would like to turn the presentation over to Bill.
Thank you, Joseph. So next slide, please, Joseph. So before we get started, I wanted to just mention a few things about the XB60 and how it works. The XB60 was introduced to the Data Power family of products, and it has something called the B2B Gateway Service, which routes B2B inbound and outbound over the industry standard protocols. It uses a sender and receiver ID inside of each message to route the documents based on trading partner agreements. Each partner agreement is configured by setting attributes in the partner profile. And each profile holds a list of IDs used by the partner and destinations for the routing of data. The B2B appliance also stores metadata in an embedded database, and all the documents are stored in a directory that is by default an encrypted portion of a RAID 1 volume on the appliance. Incoming documents are wrapped in an AS2 envelope with a message disposition notification through the B2B gateway service. In a similar way, outgoing documents are also wrapped in this AS2 envelope. So as you can see in the agenda slide, we're going to cover all the items listed there, and you can just read those. Next slide, please, Joseph. All of the previously available data power tools are available on the XB60. For those of you who are familiar with the data power family, such as the XI50, Some of the slides that we're going to go through will be a review for you, since they're the same function. For an excellent reference, I want to just say right up front, I recommend the IBM Red Book, which was recently published. It's called Data Power B2B Appliance XB60 Revealed. In this document is a wealth of information on how to configure and troubleshoot the XB60. And on slide 15 of this presentation, there is a link to that Red Book. So once you have access to the presentation, you can go to that. Or you can just search on B2B Appliance XB60 Revealed. The B2B Transaction Viewer is new to the XB60 appliance, so we'll cover that in more detail. Just one more introductory note, AS2 messages are sent using HTTP or HTTPS. AS2 provides the option also of sending what's known as an MDN upon successful receipt of the message, since it is a sort of acknowledgement of successful transmission of the message. AS3 messages, on the other hand, are sent over FTP. Next slide, please. So in this slide, we're going to go into some of the existing tools such as Ping and TCP Connect, which provide the basic connectivity tests to rule out the accessibility problems between appliance and servers or front-side clients. In certain instances, it's necessary to capture the full network-level exchange between an appliance and another resource on the network in order to understand what is happening. A packet trace contains a capture of network traffic in the PCAP format, and it is stored in a temporary directory of the Data Power appliance. The tool is useful when we're troubleshooting network connectivity, TCP sequencing, or other network-level problems such as SSL setup and teardown. Next slide, please. We're going to go through a sequence of slides, and we will examine the XB60's built-in tools so that you can become familiar with the tools at your disposal when you're setting up, administering, and troubleshooting issues with the XB60. The next slide, please. The transaction viewer, as I mentioned earlier, provides access to the transaction data. The access is controlled by a standard data power role-based modeling or management functionality, and I'll say more about this later in the presentation. The MDN is, as you see in the middle, there's an MDN column. It's a sort of acknowledgement, as mentioned before, a receipt, message receipt, and it provides detailed information that the message got there. And Data Power allows the option also of resending messages by using this transaction viewer, as you see in the last column titled Action, and then there is a hyperlink titled Resend. So next slide, please. The second tool is checking the appliance status. And in order to get a general assessment of the appliance's health, such as the free memory, we can check the file system information to ensure that none of the limits have been reached or exceeded. This file system information object can provide information about the appliance and why messages processing may have been stopped. If the logging facility fills up the available file space, the logging facility will no longer be able to write events. And when the logging facility cannot write messages, the logging facility prevents the processing of incoming messages. So in the next slide, please. By default, the appliance log level is set to error, which provides a minimal amount of information if and only if errors occur. In order to get more useful information for troubleshooting, we recommend the changing of the log level to debug in order to troubleshoot messages arriving and having difficulty getting through the appliance. Now, if the appliance is in a production mode, we recommend great care be used in deciding to use debug mode, because it can have an impact on the performance of ongoing message traffic. The next slide, please, Joseph. The audit log captures a high level information about changes to the appliance, and can be useful when going back and looking at the behavior of the appliance leading up to a problem situation. It would capture incidents such as the reboot of the appliance and some high-level or firmware upgrades, things of that sort. Next one, please. The object status, this is a pretty important one, and what is shown in this slide is the B2B partner profile, which is one of the main services of the XB60. And when you're looking at this, and you can see the way to get to that is from the objects B2B configuration, B2B partner profile, look for red letters in the, for example, the name of that particular profile. And those profiles with red coloring indicate there is an underlying problem. By opening up each underlying object, you can get closer to the source of the issue that is causing the failure. This sort of method is analogous to peeling the onion until you get down to the level where the actual problem area resides. Once you find the issue, this is the place where you can mitigate the issue, fix it, and then save all the associated objects above that level, and you'll notice that the red coloring will disappear and the service will be enabled again. One example of this would be when a newly imported configuration arrives and the user fails to add the certificates properly, then that will be an example of where the object would be read. The color red, that is. And next slide, please. Now the generate error report. This is a way to capture a lot of information about the appliance, and what we recommend is that you use this, the menu listed in the slide, to generate error reports. It can be done from the control panel, troubleshoot, and select generate error report. And in this error report, we recommend that the user go through and search on certain characters, such as the word error, and you can identify problems in that area. This file, I should mention that this file is often requested by my organization, IBM Data Power Level 2 Support, and when we are troubleshooting an issue during the course of a PMR, we often ask for this particular error report, and we have special tools that enable us to analyze the content of these files so that we can help you resolve the problem quickly. Next slide, please. The XB60 is a relatively new appliance, and so the first release was 1.00, and I wanted to list a few considerations for each of these releases and let you know the good news in this slide about the upcoming release in November of, at least it's targeted for November, of 3.80. The B2B gateway service in the first bullet there only supports AS2 and AS3 packaged messages when they're coming in from an external partner. And with the current release, we have a workaround that in order to pass non-AS2 files from the, we recommend you use a multi-protocol gateway and use that gateway policy to add the minimum AS2 headers and then pass the message on to the B2B gateway service for processing. In a similar way, that's the service expects the files from the backside to not be wrapped in AS2 protocol. If you need to route AS2 wrap files from the backside to an external partner, again, we recommend the multi-protocol gateway. With 3.8.0, this restriction will be removed and we will allow non-AS files to be processed by the B2B gateway service. Next slide, please. In this next sequence, we're going to go through some probably what people who are interested in troubleshooting this appliance are most interested in, which is the common configuration issues that we've encountered and give you some pointers and helpful hints on how to resolve them. The first one is the hard disk array, which was introduced with the XB60 to provide for persistence. There can be issues that arise with that, especially since it was a new feature and maybe people who were familiar with Data Power XI50 were not familiar with this idea. But those of us who've been in the IT industry for a while know with hard drives, when we are configuring hard drives, it can take some time to format them and established RAID arrays. In this case, it's a RAID 1 hard disk array, which is composed of two hard disks on the XB60 that provides this persistence or storage. So if you encounter a problem with this, we would recommend actually going to our tech notes section, because we've got a very good tech note that is, if you're taking notes, this would be a time to write 1358544, or just search on hard disk in the Data Power Info Center, the Data Power support site, to look for this tech note that I just gave. And it gives you a step-by-step procedure on how to fix all the problems that might occur. Most of the problems that do occur have to do with the fact that it takes time to synchronize the hard drives, and if a person doesn't realize that it might take up to an hour or perhaps an hour and a half to do this, they might move on to the next task without adequately completing the synchronization of the hard drives. And the configuration can get messed up as a result of that. So that's probably one of the most common ones I've seen with the XB60. Next slide, please. In this one, where the B2B gateway is unresponsive, I'll mention the first two sub-bullets in the previous slide that showed the list of partner profiles. So the B2B gateway service may be down, and for the same reasons, such as the credentials, the crypto identification credentials may not be correctly set up, or they may not have been supplied for that particular configuration. And so once again, we would go in to the B2B gateway service and correct the underlying problems and then apply those changes and save the configuration, and that's how this could be fixed properly. Now the third sub-bullet on that relates to that really relates to the previous slide on B2B persistence or the hard disk arrays. If the array is not properly configured, it will not be able to write out the messages or the content of the messages as it's designed to do, and that will cause the B2B gateway to be in the disabled state, and that problem would have to be corrected also. So once the problems are corrected, you can restart the domain and move on with things from that point on. Next slide, please, Joseph. So continue on with the configuration issues, the B2B transaction viewer not visible to partners. This error would probably, especially for a new installation where people are new to the appliance, they would need to know that the transaction viewer to partners would by default be turned off and would need to be enabled for the particular partners. So there is a procedure and for the B2B transaction viewer that is actually covered in the B2B Appliance XB60 Revealed Red Book. There is a thorough discussion of how to enable access to the viewer on page 106 of that Red Book. And it gives the how to assign correct privileges to partners to use the viewer and to sort out the problems that might occur there. It's for those of you who are familiar with DataPower, it's the same type of file, access file that's used for RBM access for other user functions too, just integrated in the DataPower appliance. Next slide. And this slide, the gateway not sending MDNs as expected, or as I mentioned before, the acknowledgments. If the asynchronous MDN is not sent correctly, we would look at the redirection URL that may not be specified correctly in the gateway service, or it might not. The URL can be specified either in the gateway service or in the partner profile, so it needs to be checked in either one of those places. And it's recommended with this particular URL that it be specified in both places. And for your information, the value in the partner profile overrides the gateway value in case they differ. So the bottom line of this issue is to make sure that the redirection URL that is specified properly, and it needs to be external to the gateway itself. So next slide, please. So this is the binary documents not routing properly. This is the last of the common configuration issues. And this is actually what I want to do is go to the third bullet of this slide. And by default, the B2B gateway service is configured to route EDI documents between systems inside an enterprise network and a similar B2B gateway at another company by natively understanding the ANSI X12 and EDIFAC document formats. For routing problems in general, set the log level, and I've mentioned this before, but this is certainly worth repeating, set the log level to debug, especially for help with binary documents when you're encountering errors with or problems with that. And note that the document routing preprocessor style sheet, which is available under the Advanced tab in the B2B Gateway, sets the partner information for the transaction by setting two service context variables. Make sure that these service context variables are configured correctly by looking at the default log for error messages after you run a test message, send a test message to the B2B Gateway. And once again, for this subject in particular, I reference the XV60 Red Book on page 163, where there is a thorough treatment of this subject on how to analyze and correct configuration issues. It actually goes into detail through a whole discussion of about three pages, and probably a little bit more than we want to do in a session like this. And just to mention again, one of the questions that frequently comes up is when we're talking about AS2 envelopes and the message disposition notification, or MDN, that is part of the B2B Gateway service that actually acknowledges successful receipt of the message to the server that it's being sent. So next slide, please. If in the course of configuring and working with this appliance you encounter a problem and you want to resolve it quickly, then we've got some resources here, and these are hyperlinks in the PDF presentation. You can search the available knowledge bases by searching on the particular problem you're having and whether that problem may have been encountered before. And we in Data Power Level 2 support strive to document solutions to known problems through tech notes and question and answer format, as well as we've got must gather documents to help in the resolution of problems to tell you, just kind of speed the process and tell you what Data Power files and logs are necessary to be collected to come to a quick resolution of problems. If you can't resolve the problem, you know, after searching all the product documents or the tech notes and things that are available to you, then we encourage you to submit a PMR or a request for support from IBM, and we'll be glad to help you with those issues. Next slide, please. So in summary, we have described the tools that are available to troubleshoot configuration errors with the Data Power appliance, and we've showed how to create and examine appliance logs to troubleshoot problems with services that have been created. We've discussed the tools that are available for troubleshooting message flow and service. We've introduced the B2B transaction viewer for viewing and analyzing messages. We've described the common configuration issues and suggested solutions. And if you've gotten one thing out of this presentation, we've also pointed to the B2B XB60 Appliance Revealed Red Book as a good source of information. And we've recommended ways of seeking help through product documentation and online support, as well as IBM's Level 2 support. Next slide, please. This chart includes links to a number of sites that provide valuable online resources for WebSphere products in general. DeveloperWorks offers in-depth technical information. The events link on support pages points you to a webcast and conference information. Visit WebSphere.org for your user group information and more product information. The IBM Education Assistant consists of self-help modules to get new users up the learning curve quickly. The SR tool, which was, by the way, recently introduced for Data Power, it is for Passport Advantage clients to open, update, and view PMRs online. And the My Notifications link on all product support pages lets you sign up for weekly email updates for products that might be of interest to you. So this concludes the presentation portion of this event, and now I will turn it back over to Joseph.
At this point, Vicki, we would like to open the lines for questions.
Brent Morris, you may ask your question.
Yes, it was more of a comment for folks like myself that are trying to get up to speed on this as we're watching this product get some penetration in the marketplace. But having physical access to the unit can be said to be difficult at best. And I just wanted to recommend that perhaps you folks need to look at maybe creating like a virtual flash version of the device that may allow for folks to quote-unquote play around with it, but not necessarily have to worry about acquiring an actual unit.
This is Doreen. Bill and I work together on data power support, and I haven't heard of that kind of access, but I understand that your issue, that being able to see what a gateway looks like on the appliance and how you configure it would be really useful. So we can take that back to the team and what kind of facilities we'd have for something.
Yeah, it's just a case of it's very difficult to try to go to any management team, whether they're your appliance management team or your corporation's management team, and say, here is a WebSphere technology that we should look at because I've had an opportunity to work with it. And so being able to, you know, even a very quote-unquote canned version of it, meaning, you know, that it may have some limited functionality, still allows someone to get up to speed on the technology to see what the advantages of it are, so that you can then walk in and say, you know what, had a chance to play around with this for, you know, a week or so, and it does this, and this is going to, you know, look at possibly being a solution. So this is, you know, this is just a comment, a possible recommendation for you folks, as I am seeing folks that are interested in this technology, but then the next question is, you know, does anybody have experience in this? And so it makes it a bit difficult to get access to the unit. So just more of a commentary. So,
well, I was going to say, I have heard of this kind of requirement before with the XI50, and the answer that I've gotten, I've seen some way to address this issue with the tech sales organization, and what they've done is created what's discovering the value of data power, for example, and it's kind of a well-structured step-by-step set of scenarios that are very well documented, and so it's very structured that you can load the services, or you can build them up, and then it has a back-end server already set up with LDAP and MQ and some other back-end things that you would want to demonstrate. So it's a ability to demonstrate and get up to speed very quickly with already predefined configurations. And maybe that doesn't sound exactly like what you're asking. Is this Brent, by the way, or is it Carrie?
Yes, it is.
Okay. That would address it to some extent. But as far as like having a special kind of device or a flash, I have not heard of anything like that. But this is not the first time I've heard of this requirement. Do you think something like the discovering the value of data power for B2B would be helpful in the sense?
Yeah, I mean, what you've mentioned, see, you know, that sounds actually, you know, along the lines. Again, it's just a way of being able to allow folks to access this technology or some type of, you know, virtual representation of the technology in, you know, whatever manner you folks may have already, and it sounds like you may have already put something together. And then, you know, again, because it's obvious that this technology has value and is going to have continue to grow as far as having a footprint in the industry. The next question is then, how do you get people up to speed on it? And, you know, as you mentioned, MQ Series, I've seen one company that was looking at integrating that with MQ Series, but, you know, that in itself is, you know, the next question is, well, then does anybody have any experience in this? So,
which I certainly do see the value of what you're describing.
And thank you for the presentation.
Oh, you're welcome.
At this time, we have no further questions.
Thank you, Vicki. At this time, we will conclude the presentation.